I have a question. What did you come to church for today?
Worship.
Worship. Who else?
Seek Jesus.
God.
All right. Anybody else? What'd you come to church for?
Encouragement.
Be edified.
All right.
Did anybody come to hear the truth?
Yes.
See, the truth sets you free. God's put a message on my heart that needs to put out there. But it's going to require some open hearts. And it may challenge some people. It may make some people feel like their toes are getting stepped on. If they're getting stepped on, you're standing in the wrong place.
Amen.
See, your toes get stepped on when they're in the wrong place. And I understand that because I'm a lousy dancer. So I know firsthand. When I get my feet in the wrong place, they get stepped on. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Would you turn with me to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 6, our foundational scripture? We will not get done with this message today. We'll see how far we get. I am not going to hurry through this. This is a very, very important message. Romans 13, 1 through 6, and then immediately after that, we are going to look at Proverbs 29, verse 2. What this message is about is the leadership crisis in America. At every level. Romans 13, 1 through 6. Says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do good to you. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. And now Proverbs 29, verse 2. Keep your fingers in there in verse 13 if you're in a Bible and not on an electronic, because we're going to be coming back to Romans 13. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. I thank you, Lord, for stirring up my heart to bring this message. I know that it is timely. I know, Lord, that it's a message that every person in this nation needs to hear. So, Lord, anoint this message. Lord, make it land on hearts and bring the truth to the surface, to expose the lies that are out there, Father God. I pray in Jesus' name that you will show forth today in this service and in this message that, Lord, you will raise a standard against the evil one that has been lying and lying and lying to people, and people are to the point of frustration and don't really know what the truth is anymore because they've been lied to so much. So, Lord, we pray against the propaganda. We pray that your truth will indeed prevail. Pray that you hide me behind the cross of Calvary as I bring this message forth in obedience to you. And I pray, Lord, that you'll put a watch on my mouth, that I will only speak the words that you've ordained, not a word more or a word less, and all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. Are you groaning yet? The character that God requires in leadership is what will be our first point, but first, it's not rocket science to recognize that our nation is in serious trouble as well as the whole world. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken. The banking system is teetering again. I don't know how many of you have been paying attention, but the banking system, the five major banks, world banks, are teetering right now. They're ready to collapse. The stock market is ripe for a major correction. We're talking thousands of points of correction. So people that are invested in the stock market and don't get out in time are going to be looking at catastrophic losses, and it will happen soon. Inflation is out of control. Have you paid attention?
Yeah.
Also, you go to the store, you go to the wherever you buy your building supplies, you go wherever you get anything, and things are beginning to dry up. There are a lot of things that are not available.
Amen.
That is happening because our workforce has shrunk, because no one wants to work in this nation anymore. I talk to employers all the time that say, I need help and I can't get help, so I can't produce what I'm supposed to be producing. Factories can't get help because people don't want to work anymore. So the things that they make are becoming, they're becoming short in supply. Do you see how this works? This is the world that we are living in right now. Now, thank God, he just reminded us that he is still in control. But God also has reminded us many times that even though he is in control, he works through his people. God has the capacity to do it all by himself, but he chooses to work through his people. So we need to pay attention to what God is speaking. We need to get our marching orders from him and adjust how we're living our lives accordingly.
Amen.
Am I making some sense?
Yes, you are.
Our nation's economy is crumbling along with the world's economy. Our infrastructure is falling apart, and there's no money to fix it. So print money, put a $3.5 trillion bill out there that has a very small fraction of it that would even go into the infrastructure. Most of it will go to the green agenda. And the green agenda is another thing that is destroying the economy in this nation. We are also saddling our children and grandchildren with debt that they will never be able to pay back. And as our national debt is climbing at way beyond a record rate, it's catastrophic. Whether you agree or not, we as a nation need to get back to a biblical foundation. The further that our nation has wandered from a biblical foundation, the more our nation is crumbling. God is calling his people back to himself. I believe we're on a brink of an awakening. What we really need is a reformation. We need another reformation. But I do believe we are on the brink of an awakening. When people's livelihoods are threatened, it's a funny thing that happens. All of a sudden, people remember God. So what this means is that we need a restoration of godly leaders from the top down in America. Now, the character that God requires in leadership. First one we have to look at is godliness. Godliness. The foundation of this nation, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights were cast by Christian people with God-given insight.
Yes.
It's why they saw it important to incorporate the Second Amendment into our Constitution. So if our nation's leadership ever became tyrannical, that we would have the ability to remove that tyrannical government and reestablish a godly government.
Amen.
That's why it exists. They've tried to make us believe it so you could go hunt squirrels. It was not in there so that people could go squirrel hunting. It's not even in there so that people could go deer hunting. I don't think they cared much about whether you went hunting squirrel or deer. What they cared about is when it come to the point that a government needed overthrown, that the people had the ability to do it. Any questions about why our government has been after the Second Amendment so hard and wants to disarm the people? Disarming the people is the final stage of a tyrannical government, because once they're disarmed, there's nothing they can do but adhere to what the government says or die. Am I telling the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Godliness. First place I want to look is in Psalm 148, verses 11 through 13. 148, verses 11 through 13. And another thing that makes this worse while you're turning there is I would estimate that in 98 to 99% of the churches in this nation, the pastors will not preach this stuff from the pulpit because they're afraid somebody will leave the church. Paul said, shall we fear man or shall we fear God? I fear God. And I made a commitment to him a long time ago to preach whatever he put in my mouth. And by God, I will. We are his people. This is his church. This is his kingdom. Psalm 148, 11 through 13. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Did you notice it says all princes and all rulers? Leadership that is established by God, truly established by God, are godly people. Well, Pastor Wayne, how can you say that? Well, let's go back a long ways to the point when the Jewish people decided they wanted to be like the rest of the nations and they wanted to have a king instead of a priest. Are you with me? What was best for them was to have a priest, because then there would be godly discernment in the way things were delegated. They were told that they thought they wanted a king, but that wouldn't be a good idea. They shouldn't do that. And they said, no, we want a king. They argued. And so God said, okay, I'll give you a king. How'd that work out? It didn't work out very well. He wasn't godly. And under Saul, the people groaned. Because they didn't have godly leadership. See, God had established godly leadership. But see, here's the deal, guys. This is the thing people forget. God catches the blame for everything. And a lot of stuff, I mean, anything that's evil, God didn't do. The origin is with man. God has given man a free will, and he will not violate that. He lets man have what they want. Second scripture is Proverbs 16, verse 12. Still looking at the whole idea of godliness being required for leadership that is established by God. Proverbs 16, 12 says, kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. A throne is established through righteousness. Leadership, true godly leadership, is established by righteousness. What do we have now? That's right. Proverbs said chaos. Yeah. It's chaos, all right. We've got godless leaders, and in 8 months, with our borders opening up in January, wide open, we have now 1.5 million people, give or take, that have come through our southern border and are unvetted and have no idea, and we have no idea who these people are.
That's right.
We have no idea. Meanwhile, we have a tyrannical government that is now trying to force everyone to get the shots. And that is against our Bill of Rights.
That's right.
That is illegal.
Yes.
And I need to say something. If you're here and you made a choice to get the shots, that's up to you. I don't recommend it. I've done a lot of research. Still doing a lot of research. I don't recommend it. But if you did, that was your choice. And that's what America is about, is us having our own choice. So just like it's a person's free will to make the choice to do that, it should be a person's free will to make the choice whether they don't want to. But that's not the way it is right now. So it's going to end up battled out in courts. And you mark my words, if that goes wrong, there will be a war on this soil. You mark my words. Because there are a lot of people that have had enough. Now, mind you, I don't want that. War is horrible. But on the other hand, in Ecclesiastes 3, it makes it abundantly clear there is a time for war. Makes it abundantly clear. As well as there is a time for peace. A time for all things, right? Time to embrace. Time to refrain. You with me? Want an example of a nation that allowed themselves to be disarmed, you need to look no further than Australia.
Yeah.
I have seen footage of them chasing people down, tackling them and holding them down and forcing the shots, even on kids. Little kids crying, trying to get away. That's what happens when you give up your arms. Israel mandated as well that everyone get vaccinated. And right now, 85% or more of the people that are in the hospitals with COVID are people that have gotten the shots. 85%. What does that tell you? See, we are all told that it's safe and effective. That's a lie. It's not effective. It doesn't keep anyone from getting COVID. And it also keeps no one from spreading it. Actually, the science is showing that it makes you a super spreader because of what it does to your DNA. What I'm telling you is true. If you've been buying into the propaganda, I've been telling you for months, stop buying into the propaganda that mainline news is giving you. It's lies. It's all to push their agenda. You might say, well, Pastor Wayne, you've gone off the deep end. You're a conspiracy theorist. No. We've been told to follow the science. What they mean is the science that they tell you.
Yeah.
But what I've been doing is following the science, and the science is telling a completely different story.
Right.
The true science. You want the true science? One of the places you can look is on a website that is operated by Frontline Doctors. That's one of many places. Frontline Doctors. We'll see. Listen, guys, I'm putting myself out here today, and I'm telling you this stuff because I love you and I care about you. See, I've never been worried about being popular. My whole purpose for living is to be right with God and to fulfill what He's called me to do in this time. It's no accident that we are alive today. God had us alive today, not by accident. Boy, it gets quiet in here when I preach messages like this.
Thank you.
Cain detests wrongdoing. We just had a victory for life in the state of Texas. And the first response to that by, I don't call him president because he's not my president. He was not duly elected.
Yes.
Joe Biden.
Amen.
I refuse to call him president.
Amen.
My God spoke to me that he has no authority because God has given him no authority.
Right.
He don't even know where he's at. I saw a video of Jill speaking this past week. And he was standing behind her and to the right. And while she was speaking, he looked around, looked at his watch, and just wandered off. We're going to have to put a leash on him. He wandered off. We're the laughing stock of the world. And people have their heads in the sand. And I've had it.
Amen.
I won't be quiet.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
See, leadership that is established by God detests wrongdoing. They don't immediately tell the DOJ of our federal government to attack and sue the state of Texas for the decision that was handed down from somebody, some judge that is a godly person with some conviction, and this is made by the media today to look like it's just a horrible thing. Because they don't believe in women's health. I believe in women's health. I also believe in preserving babies' health.
Amen.
Our foundational scripture is a bone of contention with a lot of people. I'm going somewhere with this. See, you have to look at the whole of the Word of God to be able to discern what something is talking about. You need to apply something that's called, and you probably never heard this word, but Pastor Jim knows, I guarantee you, hermeneutics. You can't just take a piece and take it out of context without looking at what's all involved in it first. In our passage in Romans 13, it says everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God established. Yeah, what that's talking about is there is no authority, they don't have any true authority unless God gives them authority. What God spoke to me when he spoke me in the wee, to me in the wee hours of the night, when he told me that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president, and that he has no authority because God has not given him authority, I'm standing on that. And this scripture makes it clear. He has no authority. So don't submit to him. Because everything that he stands for and everything that he does violates our biblical rights and our biblical convictions. Verse 3 says, "For rulers hold no terror for those who do right." That's got to be a biblical leader. Because we're living in a day where the establishment, everything that is wrong is being made to look right, and everything that is right is being made to look wrong.
Amen.
People that are taking this passage out of context and think that no matter what the authority is, you just submit to them. I wish you could talk to the people back in the Holocaust that got on the train because, see, the government was going to take care of them. And they got on the train and they were taken to Auschwitz and they died horrible deaths because they submitted and they didn't stand up against godless authority.
Amen.
The train's coming. It's already left. It's on its way. How many will climb on the train? How many of you will climb on the train? How many? Says then, do what is right, and he will commend you. The establishment we have right now does not commend you for doing right. You are condemned for doing right. Are you seeing it?
Asshole 13 that were killed over there in Afghanistan.
Exactly. We lost 13 service members.
Right.
Our leader didn't have time to deal with that. He spent all his time looking at the watches. And Mama Bear's mad. How many of you saw that? Raise your hand if you saw that. Mama Bear's mad. You don't mess with Mama Bear. Didn't have time for that. Wasn't important. They need that leash. Says he is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer, not punishment on the rightdoer. See, we're living in a time in this nation where people that do right are being condemned and being punished for doing what's right. That's what we're living in, guys. That's not God. We have come to that place because of all the sin in our nation. Man did this, not God. I will never believe that God would establish what we are dealing with right now. There is no way, because he's righteous, and he would not do that. He couldn't do that, or he wouldn't be righteous. There's no way. But he let man have their way. And this is where we have ended up. When the culture goes as far off the cliff as we have, then what boils to the top is what we've got. It's the consequences of our culture turning away from God. Thank God there is a remnant in this nation. And there is a remnant in this earth. And that's why when the time is right, God's going to rise up and do something. But I tell you what, he expects his people to stand up and speak up in the meantime. I am not like a little puppy that when they get scared, they roll over and pee on themselves. That's not my temperament. I'm being as real as I possibly can. We need real. Enough of the propaganda.
Yes.
That's right.
We need discernment, guys. We've got to wade through all of the trash and find those nuggets of truth. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Ephesians 6. Our problem is in this nation, we're good Christian people. We know how to quote the scriptures, but when times get tough, most of the Christians in this country have got weak knees and limp wrists. When it comes time to stand, they duck. I'm not ducking. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. So government that is established by God is godly. Can we agree on that? If that were not true, I wouldn't serve God anymore. Because in a world where that's not true, I'm not interested in serving God. But see, I am rooted in Him. And I know Him. And I know this is right. It's what we see as a whole in the Word of God.
Amen.
God establishes righteous people. Man messes it all up when man gets messed up. See, God gave us a free will. He has given us our nation. And by the way, I love my nation. I don't like it much the way it is right now, but I love my nation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I am so thankful that I was born and have lived in this nation. I've been in other third world countries. I know what that's about, and I don't want that, but that's what they're trying to do. I haven't gotten hardly anywhere. Laying a foundation, though, for what the rest of the message will deal with. Guys, I'm serious. I watched a recording early this morning, in the wee hours of the morning, of a woman that was in the Holocaust. She's a Holocaust survivor. This recording was over an hour long. And it made me cry like a five-year-old girl that just stubbed her toe. This woman shared that she was a little girl, 6 years old, when they came to get her because her parents had been killed. And they took her and a bunch of other little kids, and they were loading them on a boat. And she said, "Something inside me told me to fight." And she fought and fought and screamed and kicked with all the might that this six-year-old little girl could muster. And so they finally got so sick of her that they didn't make her get on the boat. Another family that was there took her in with them to protect her. She found out a few hours later that all of those children that had been loaded on that boat was torpedoed, and they all perished. Had she not fought, she would have perished with her little friends. 6-year-old girl. And then she went on to share how God protected her through stages from that point. And how she could just see that somehow she was being protected. And she, of course, is a believer now, and has been for years, and now knows it was God that spared her life. But the beginning of that process of being spared, it was a 6-year-old girl that fought with everything she had. Do you have any fight in you?
Yeah.
6-year-old girl did. She's alive to share this testimony today. After she shared her testimony about that, she said, "Listen to me, American people." She said, "You are on the same path that we were on. You have got to stand up and do something." Now, I didn't do justice just sharing a few excerpts from that. I could never express it the way a woman did that was sharing her personal experience. But I hope you caught something from that and got inspired to stand up and speak up. Because our freedoms are eroding faster than any time since this nation was founded. This is a much bigger battle than the Civil War. Because this is being fought in a different way. Our government, our form of democracy, can only last and operate the way it's designed to operate if you have godly leaders. That's the only way it works, guys. I'm telling you the truth. Do your homework. I have. I've spent hours and hours and hours reading stuff, getting brushed up. I wasn't a very good U.S. history student when I was in school. So I've had to play catch up, but I've done it. It's worth the time. Also need to know world history. Because of what they've done to our education system, we have two generations of people that don't even understand world history. When you mention Auschwitz, I might as well be speaking Hebrew to them. They don't know what Auschwitz is. Auschwitz is murder. I really hope you don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not. Our God has got our backs.
Amen.
But we need to stand up and speak up, guys. We need to learn to say no. You're not taking my freedoms away.
That's right.
No. Those of you who have been around here for a long time, I've been telling people for a long time under the unction of the Holy Spirit that things are going to change. Okay? Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have been here from the beginning. All these years I've been telling people and warning them, things are going to change. You need to prepare. Here it is! Here it is! Oh, we've had people over the years, countless people that have left and said, Pastor Wayne's too negative. Okay. How's that working for you now? I'm not negative. I'm positive. I'm positive my God's got this. I'm also positive He works through His people. And He's waiting for His people to do something. Pitter patter, let's get at her. That's right. Used that one a few times over the years. It still works. It was funniest the first time I said it. Guys, can we agree that we need to resist what is happening in our nation? Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Because God has given us a way. He has provided ways for us to fight this. He has not abandoned us. In many ways in this nation, we abandoned Him. We told Him to get out of our schools. Unfortunately, there's too many churches in this country that have told Him to get out of their churches too. They won't even preach on sin. Oh, sin is between you and God. Yeah, that sounds real good. That's not true.
Yeah.
But that's what's being preached today. Your sin is between you and God. Most of the time when people carry that message, it's because they're hiding something in their own life they don't want people to know.
Yeah.
Are you ready for next week?
Yeah.
See, because this ended up only being the introduction. That's as far as I got. Please, please, please listen. Survey the Word of God. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. Listen. Some of you might be mad right now. I don't know. Well, you crucify the devil, don't you crucify the messenger. I'm only the messenger. And what I have showed you today is biblical. It's biblical and it's right. Let's all stand together. Oh. I have a tongue here. My people think not that I am slow because things are taking so long. Many of you have said in the still of your heart, I don't understand why God hasn't done something. And I'm here to tell you today, I haven't done something yet because I am letting things play out to the point where I do step in. My ways are higher than man's ways. That's why I am God and you are not. So allow me to be who I am, and you work at being who I called you to be, and together we will see victory as you walk out your life with me. I said, walk out your life with me. Father, we thank you for two messages today through tongue and interpretation. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Thank you so much. Your word tells us that tongue and interpretation is equal to prophecy. So Lord, we discern it and we receive it. And Father, as we leave this place today, I pray against an angry spirit that would come from the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that your truth will prevail in every one of our hearts. Lord, all I want is the truth. And all I want to bring to your people is the truth, Lord. So, Lord, watch over your word to perform it. Watch over us as we leave this place because we're entering our mission field. Lord, fill our mouths full of whatever it is that you want us to speak to the people that we come in contact with, and bring us back safely next weekend, but also before that, Lord, bring us back Wednesday night to study your word. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.